Hello and welcome to Acadi Magazine's Connecting Communities podcast. My name is Abnar Selwa, and in this third segment of our episodes on Ghanaians in Ukraine, we speak to Prince, a master's graduate from Kharkiv National University of Economics. In this segment, he tells us about his experiences of leaving Ukraine for Hungary.
My name is Prince Tete, and I was a student, and I was about doing my internship program when this situation happened.
How long had you been a student?
2 years. I was at Kharkiv. That's the second largest city in Ukraine. So the school I was in was Simon Kuznets National Economics of that's National Economics. The whole of Kharkiv, they are mostly imbibed in economics. So when the war started, that was Wednesday evening, there was a curfew that everybody should be at home by 10 p.m. So I got home, that was around 10:30, because I had no food, so I had to go and find food to eat. I was staying at Olesivska, it's also part of the city. So I moved home, I slept around 3 weeks. I woke up 6, because my colleagues were just making noise. So I just woke up and they were saying that there was a missile. So I was like, wow, I didn't hear anything. I was just sitting there. They were just talking. Within an hour, missiles were being thrown. So it goes like this. Missiles, about 45 missiles are being fired. Then bombs follow, about 7 of them. Then after that, within 7 minutes, there is bullets also rolling. So it goes on. Yeah, it goes on like that. It's not that consistent. So maybe it can happen within 20 minutes. Then for close to 2 hours or 3 hours, it starts again. So it happened on Thursday evening too. It was going on like that, but it got intense. That was on Friday. And already a friend had left on Wednesday. He said he was going to Tenipro. Then he moved to Lviv. He got to Lviv on Friday, and he was able to leave Lviv, that was on Monday, because he got to the border of Poland, and Poland were not allowing them to enter. So he was in Poland on Friday. Till Monday, he got to Hungary.
So they weren't letting him or black people or who?
Yeah, they were not letting black people enter. Yeah, so he gave us the news that they are not letting him enter. We're not hearing anything from him. Till when we came to Hungary on Tuesday, that's when I met him. Then he was like, he's very sorry. This is what happened. He was not getting entry into Poland. So he decided to move to Hungary. And we decided to leave Kharkiv on Saturday, because how things were turning out, I said I'll leave. So my roommate and some other friends, we decided to leave. And actually, I prepared something for us to eat, but we couldn't. So we left it and we just went straight to the train station.
Wow. So you must have been hungry.
when you listen to the story, then you see how crazy it is. We go to the train station, and there were 3 trains that came. So in the afternoon, 12. Then another one came around 3, then another one came around, I think, 5. So I spent 6 hours there, and I came back home.
Oh.
Yes. Something happened over there, so I decided, no, I wouldn't board the train.
What happened?
So first, people were just rushing, so I decided that I wouldn't join the train, because I heard the train was going to Kyiv, and Kyiv too, there was bombing there. So I was waiting for the second train. The second train too came, it was the same Kyiv. So people didn't really join. Now the third train, that's when they said it's going to Uzhgorod.
Which is where?
Uzhgorod is also near to Hungary, the borderline. Chop and Uzhgorod is almost the same. And later on, we just heard it's not going to Uzhgorod again, it's going to Lviv. So I said, okay, I'll try and join. Now, we were just standing there, somebody from nowhere just came. He was just shouting, women should stand here, men should go back. It's like he was just making noise. And the way he was talking, very, very aggressive. Not a Ukrainian. I wouldn't say he's a Ukrainian. It's a Russian, because Kharkiv is a city more of Russians, not Ukrainians. Mm. Ukrainians they are not too much. So this man was just and ordering people without wearing uniform. And all of a sudden, I just saw his hand in his pocket. He was holding a gun.
Wow.
Yeah. And his hand, the right hand, was just on the trigger. Then he was just shouting. So anybody who is going to make a move, he's just going to just put it out and just shoot you. It went on for 2 hours, 30 minutes. That's when the police saw that this man would want to try and cause something. And when we're standing there too, we'll be hearing the bombs, the missiles and everything. And even we saw tankers just passing by as well. So we're just staying calm. And after the 2 hours, 30 minutes, guy saw that there were so many police around, about seven. So he decided to surrender. Mm. And we became safe. So when the train that was going to Lviv, it was there. It was just there. But nobody had bothered it. Then they said we should get inside. So people started rushing. I don't know. I decided to take the backside of it. Then something just told me, slow down, don't board, slow down. So I was slowing down, just watching things. And people were just rushing to pick up. All of a sudden, someone boarded the train and the policeman also pulled the gun and he said he was just talking, you should get down, like in their language. That was when I said, man, this is the second time gun is being pulled out. I can't get on the train. Mm. I'm just leaving. I'm going home. I told my friend about it. I WhatsApped him. Then he told me that, where am I? They are trying to get into the train. I said, I'm going home. What I just saw, I wouldn't want to join. Maybe it's a sign that I shouldn't join the train, so I'm going home. I ordered a taxi. Then he just told me that I should just wait. I was waiting. He just came out that if I am going home, he's also going to join me. He's not going to join the train. There was so much drama. We came back home. My roommates, we ate the food. Then we said, we'll go the next day. So Sunday, we tried ordering for taxi. In fact, nobody was picking up. We had to increase to around $25. But
so what was it before?
It could cost you $10 or less.
Mm.
But because of that, we had to increase it to maybe $25. We even went to $30, but the person was not picking. So one person picked up that was close to us. When he picks up the order, he's not going to come. He's going to call you. So when he calls you, he tells you $200.
What?
Just for 10 minutes drive.
Are you joking?
I'm not. And he was the same person picking. And I tried. He picked up. He still said $200. I said, man, forget about it. And then I just had a call all of a sudden. Then the person was like, he's speaking in Russian or Ukraine. That, and he was like, are you going now? I said, yes. He says, calm down, calm down. So we just had to jump, pick up anything. We couldn't take any food. The only thing that I took was, I did sobolo. And I placed it in a bottle, 0.5 liters. It was three. So I told my friend to take Gary and the rest, but he didn't take. So it was just the sobolo. Then we left. Yeah, when we were leaving, soldiers were on the way. So they'll stop you and ask where you're going and those stuff. And the driver explained to them that this is what it was. So we had to take even a different route from where we used to go for the 10-minute ride. So it was like 12 minutes ride. Then we got to the station. And that was the last train station. So we left on Sunday at 5.
Mm.
But we got to Lviv on Tuesday. That was 1 a.m. And we had to wait for a Uzhgorod train. Then that one, too, we had to wait for 4 hours. So we left around 5:30 in the morning. Then we set off to Uzhgorod. Then when we got to Uzhgorod 2, everyone who you order, the person will tell you that he's bringing you to Chop. Then from Chop 2, then you have to order another one. So we said, no, we are not going to do that deal because it's just extorting money.
Mm.
So I was just trying till someone picked up and he said, okay, he's going to take us, but unless we pay him $100, that's $2,500, almost
wow.
$100 for Hong Kong, $2,500 grivna. So I said, okay, no problem. He brought us to the Hungary border. He knew that he cannot take us to the border itself. So when you get to, when you are coming to the Hungary border, they are going to alight you somewhere else. Then you have to walk. And he was telling me, we'll just go. So that's how I was able to get to Hungary.
Thanks for listening to this podcast. If you missed part one, visit our website, www.acadimagazine.com, to find all of our podcasts and more. In the next segment, other Ghanaians studying Ukraine share their stories. The music in this piece is exclusively recorded for Miss B Writes and Akadi magazine and is called Infitiasi, meaning Genesis in Akan. It is composed by percussionist Eric Owusu, aka King Owusu, in collaboration with producer Nia Tom Sabag.